This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Best Animated Short Oscar last night went to a film called Hair Love, and with it came attention to some new anti-discrimination laws. It's a film about an African-American dad learning how to do his daughter's hair. And when writer and director Matthew Cherry took to the stage, he called for nationwide adoption of laws that prevent discrimination based on hairstyle and texture. Laws like that, they're known as Crown Acts, have passed in California, New York, and New Jersey. They've been proposed in more than 20 other states and in Congress as well. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
L.A. writer Liz Dwyer vividly remembers what her dad said when she decided to end decades of straightening her hair to wear her natural curls.
That if I did this, that I would never get a real job ever again.
That concern was legit, says Dwyer. Like many Black women in America, she's dealt with scrutiny of her hair at work.
You know, you come in with your hair super straight and your boss says, you know, this looks so much better, but it's letting you know that the standard is professionalism is that your hair be straight.
Only three states have passed Crown Acts, California, New York, and New Jersey. Angela Onwuachi-Willig, the dean of the Boston University School of Law, says some courts elsewhere argue that because hairstyle is changeable, it's not an issue of racial discrimination.
Courts have responded by saying you could change your hair without understanding that these hairstyles are precisely what allow African Americans to keep their hair in the same texture that it grows out of their heads.
She says policies that prohibit unprofessional hairstyles can target African Americans because many of their hairstyles are perceived negatively. A 2017 study by the Perception Institute, which studies implicit bias, found a majority of the 4,000 participants of all races and genders held some bias against women of color based on their hair. Here's lead author Alexis McGill Johnson.
Even though our explicit values may have changed, our implicit attitudes, we're still well behind.
And those attitudes often get internalized. McGill Johnson admits she still usually wears her own hair straight for work. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.